Вариант 1. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушиваний у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1-4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях 1-4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A. Hello everybody. Welcome to another episode of our channel. Today we have a huge announcement for you. Stay tuned. Well, the big news is last week we got an email. We're invited to New York to partake in a press event. We've never been to this city before. We're leaving in 2 days, so next time our video will be from New York. We're going to meet a lot of bloggers and journalists at the event, and we're going to go around the biggest sites and show you guys around. We're so excited. See you next week. Text B.
Hi, James. It's Vicky. I have a great idea for our city break next weekend. Fancy going to Amsterdam? Just imagine. I found some cheap flights and a rather cozy hotel with a special offer on the price if we do the booking today. Hope you like my offer. Do you have time to talk later today? Give me a call as soon as you get a chance, all right? Just in case, I'll send you an email too with all of the details. Thanks. Bye.
Text C.
Good morning. Can I help you?
We are interested in a holiday in Wales. We'd like to travel around and see a lot of countryside. We'd also like to do quite a lot of walking.
That's fine. I can give you some information on the types of places you can stay at and help you book rooms in advance.
We'd love to spend a few days in the mountains. Are there any places to stay there?
Yes, there are small hostels and camping sites. They are very simple. Just provide a place to sleep. I'll show you some booklets.
Thanks. Text D.
Can I open the window? It's very stuffy in here.
Really? I'm quite cold.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Could I sit here by the window? I love looking at the countryside while traveling.
All right. I can sit here by the aisle. Is it your first time visiting the north of England?
Yes. Actually, I enjoy traveling. Oh, look! The train isn't going fast. I can see some ancient buildings. They're just amazing. Do you happen to know the name of that place?
Yes. It's York, one of the medieval English towns. Actually, it's my hometown. We're going to make a stop there.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our channel. Today, we have a huge announcement for you. Stay tuned. Well, the big news is last week we got an email. We're invited to New York to partake in a press event. We've never been to this city before. We're leaving in 2 days. So next time, our video will be from New York. We're going to meet a lot of bloggers and journalists at the event, and we're going to go around the biggest sites and show you guys around. We're so excited. See you next week. Text B.
Hi, James. It's Vicky. I have a great idea for our city break next weekend. Fancy going to Amsterdam? Just imagine. I found some cheap flights and a rather cozy hotel with a special offer on the price if we do the booking today. Hope you like my offer. Do you have time to talk later today? Give me a call as soon as you get a chance, all right? Just in case, I'll send you an email too with all of the details. Thanks. Bye.
Text C.
Good morning. Can I help you?
We are interested in a holiday in Wales. We'd like to travel around and see a lot of countryside. We'd also like to do quite a lot of walking.
That's fine. I can give you some information on the types of places you can stay at and help you book rooms in advance.
We'd love to spend a few days in the mountains. Are there any places to stay there?
Yes, there are small hostels and camping sites. They are very simple. Just provide a place to sleep. I'll show you some booklets.
Thanks. Text D.
Can I open the window? It's very stuffy in here.
Really? I'm quite cold.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Could I sit here by the window? I love looking at the countryside while traveling.
All right. I can sit here by the aisle. Is it your first time visiting the north of England?
Yes. Actually, I enjoy traveling. Oh, look! The train isn't going fast. I can see some ancient buildings. They're just amazing. Do you happen to know the name of that place?
Yes. It's York, one of the medieval English towns. Actually, it's my hometown. We're going to make a stop there.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите к каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка 1-6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share with us their stories about traveling in their life. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
We offer yoga retreats and spa breaks around the world, as well as courses on aromatherapy and massage. We can cater for the client who wants to be pampered on a luxurious health farm, or the client who wants a more active holiday combining classes and workshops with sightseeing My agency sends clients on a great variety of holidays, and what our agency focuses is relaxation and well-being.
Speaker B. What I mean by real travel experience is actually plunging yourself in the culture, living and breathing it. I met incredible students from different countries. I became really interested in the new culture because of all these friends that I had made. I continued my studies at high school and lived in the host family for 4 months. Actually, they took me in and I became one of them. I had an opportunity to travel within the country and to nearby islands with my host family. I'm happy to become part of this exciting world. Speaker C.
When you get on a bus, you don't join a queue to pay the driver. Instead, you pay while you're traveling. Until you get used to it, the method of buying a ticket seems extraordinary. If you're near the front of the bus, you might be able to hand your money to the driver yourself. If not, you pass your money to the person next to you, and they will pass it on from person to person until it reaches the driver. If you require any change, your fellow passengers will pass it back to you. It took me a while to feel comfortable with this system.
Speaker D. Firstly, I had to pass a swim test and complete a lifeguard training course. And then my work started. I enjoyed it greatly. It made me appreciate the value of hard work away from home. I really enjoyed the freedom and independence, learning to take care of myself. When I traveled round the country, I was thrilled by the Grand Canyon and Los Angeles mountain climbing. The view was amazing. It was unforgettable. Speaker E.
This may seem cool, but can also cause great problems. The increase in comfort means an increase in price. I don't think that airline companies need to go this far and charge this much for a flight. People have been flying the same way for many years and were able to get off the plane safely. The idea of a lie-flat bed on a plane is not only unnecessary, but quite dangerous. I'd recommend that people find an airline that fits their comfort level and their budget.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share with us their stories about traveling in their life. Now we would like to present their stories to you. Speaker A.
We offer yoga retreats and spa breaks around the world, as well as courses on aromatherapy and massage. We can cater for the client who wants to be pampered on a luxurious health farm or the client who wants a more active holiday combining classes and workshops with sightseeing. My agency sends clients on a great variety of holidays, and what our agency focuses is relaxation and well-being.
Speaker B. What I mean by real travel experience is actually plunging yourself in the culture, living and breathing it. I met incredible students from different countries. I became really interested in the new culture because of all these friends that I had made. I continued my studies at high school and lived in the host family for 4 months. Actually, they took me in and I became one of them. I had an opportunity to travel within the country and to nearby islands with my host family. I'm happy to become part of this exciting world. Speaker C.
When you get on a bus, you don't join a queue to pay the driver. Instead, you pay while you're traveling. Until you get used to it, the method of buying a ticket seems extraordinary. If you're near the front of the bus, you might be able to hand your money to the driver yourself. If not, you pass your money to the person next to you, and they will pass it on from person to person until it reaches the driver. If you require any change, your fellow passengers will pass it back to you. It took me a while to feel comfortable with this system.
Speaker D. Firstly, I had to pass a swim test and complete a lifeguard training course. And then my work started. I enjoyed it greatly. It made me appreciate the value of hard work away from home. I really enjoyed the freedom and independence, learning to take care of myself. When I traveled round the country, I was thrilled by the Grand Canyon and Los Angeles mountain climbing. The view was amazing. It was unforgettable. Speaker E.
This may seem cool, but can also cause great problems. The increase in comfort means an increase in price. I don't think that airline companies need to go this far and charge this much for a flight. People have been flying the same way for many years and were able to get off the plane safely. The idea of a lie-flat bed on a plane is not only unnecessary, but quite dangerous. I'd recommend that people find an airline that fits their comfort level and their budget.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6-11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова без артиклей из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Thanks a lot that you've agreed to take part in this survey. I think it won't take much time.
That's fine. I'm not in a hurry. Go ahead with the questions. My name is Harry, by the way. Harry Abbott.
Oh, there's no need to give your name. The survey is anonymous. To begin with, tell me a few words about yourself.
Well, I'm 14 years old. I have one brother and one sister. And I attend high school.
What school do you go to? Is it far from the place where you live?
Actually, I have to move school quite often because my dad is in the Air Force. So we move around a lot. Ever since I was a little boy, our family has been traveling to various places around Europe. I have been to 9 different schools and lived in 6 different countries.
Wow. I guess it must have been rather difficult for a young boy to get used to a completely new environment every year.
Yeah, surely sometimes it can be difficult to begin your school year at a new place. But to be honest, I like changes that traveling brings into my life. So, I picked up little tricks and ideas to help me adapt and do well at my new schools.
Will you share some of them with us? I think our listeners would be very interested in hearing them.
The first thing you should do, arriving at a new school, is find a map or someone who knows the place. Then you should find friends who you feel comfortable with. It's no use hanging around with people just because they're popular. I've made friends with Nick, my neighbor, recently. He's cool, and we share the same interests. He's in for traveling as I am. It's our hobby.
Thank you, Harry. Do you think your hobby will influence your career choice? Any ideas about your future?
Hope someday I'll use my knowledge of languages while traveling. I even imagine my professional life as a traveler.
Languages? What languages do you study? You have 20 seconds to complete the tasks. Now you will hear the text again. Thanks a lot that you've agreed to take part in this survey. I think it won't take much time.
That's fine. I'm not in a hurry. Go ahead with the questions. My name is Harry, by the way. Harry Abbott.
Oh, there's no need to give your name. The survey is anonymous. To begin with, tell me a few words about yourself.
Well, I'm 14 years old. I have one brother and one sister. And I attend high school.
What school do you go to? Is it far from the place where you live?
Actually, I have to move school quite often because my dad is in the Air Force. So we move around a lot. Ever since I was a little boy, our family has been traveling to various places around Europe. I have been to 9 different schools and lived in 6 different countries.
Wow. I guess it must have been rather difficult for a young boy to get used to a completely new environment every year.
Yeah, surely sometimes it can be difficult to begin your school year at a new place. But to be honest, I like changes that traveling brings into my life. So, I picked up little tricks and ideas to help me adapt and do well at my new schools.
Will you share some of them with us? I think our listeners would be very interested in hearing them.
The first thing you should do, arriving at a new school, is find a map or someone who knows the place. Then you should find friends who you feel comfortable with. It's no use hanging around with people just because they're popular. I've made friends with Nick, my neighbor, recently. He's cool, and we share the same interests. He's in for traveling as I am. It's our hobby.
Thank you, Harry. Do you think your hobby will influence your career choice? Any ideas about your future?
Hope someday I'll use my knowledge of languages while traveling. I even imagine my professional life as a traveler.
Languages? What languages do you study? This is the end of the tasks. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.